The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Guten Morgen, Yom Aleph, Parshas Vahaloisu, Tesvuk, Sivan, Tuchshin, Tai, Elim Spurong, Sunday, the 7th of June, 2020. Start the day the Torah way. Shiur said by myself, Moshe Halpern. This week's shiurim are sponsored by family Rothschild. Le'il Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Yosef, Ben Rabbi Menachem Pinchas, was nifted this year, Ches Nissen, Tuvshin Tai, Tia Nafsho Tziriru, Betzroi Hachai. First of all, Brichim Abuim B'Shaim Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Shechiyuni Lezman Hazeh, that after weeks and maybe months, a majority of the Kehillahs in Northwest London are davening the Tzibur. Tfilah the Tzibur is a gewaldige schis. Again, there are people who for various reasons can't, and Yedainer has to do what is right for him. But Baruch Hashem, there's a big Tzibur who's davening Tfilah b'Tzibur. And since since in the history there's rarely been a time where minyunim were held outside, there's been in history times where minyunim were, for whatever reason, were then gehaftet geworden because of anti-Semitic reasons, and obviously then one couldn't daven outside in the garden. If anything, one davened then hidden in the cellars. But now, when it's a time, and it's been like that through over the world, and it's through Europe and America, that minyunim are taking place outside, and since it's almost impossible legally to have a minyan in one enclosure, unless there are 10 bar mitzvah people living in one house, or what is permitted legally in a block of flats, the communal garden, so that's somewhere where you can have 10 people in one enclosure, but most of the people who live in private houses, the minyunim has to be metzirut, joined up from various enclosures. So the question is, can one have a minyan made up of a few enclosures, a few gardens, houses and gardens, and how it can be done? I heard a very interesting idea about Nisturim Dak Hashem. We don't know why it is, that minyunim nowadays should be close proximity to everyone's dwelling, everyone's house. So Agamunim Bumutir Dakiv Zain Umed Aleph. Ashkechini Reb Abba le Talmidai de Rav. Reb Abba met the Talmidim of Rav. Umalihi, he said to them, My Umar Rav Bahamut Kru, what did Rav say in this Pusik of Burech Atu Beir? The Gemara carries on to the rest of the Pusik, which is not relevant to us. The Omnilai, so they answered him, Huchu Umar Rav. This is what Rav said, Burech Atu Beir. That it's a brucha for someone's house to be near the shiel. Rav Abba said, Rav Yochanan disagrees with Enka Rebbe Rav. He did not say this. In a brucha after the year, Shai Bais HaKisa, Sumach LeShulchan Chu. In the olden times, there wasn't such thing as private Private Biskisses, who was outside in the field and was a big hardship. Someone who could have that, convenience, to have the convenience next to his table is a Zoysazach. Other by Sakinesis, no. By Sakinesis, it's not a Nala that you should be near your house. Why? Rabbi Yochanan is Hamai. Rabbi Yochanan goes to Shetusoi, and he brings the Gemurah in Soita, the Chosbaisum of Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan there says a few things that one learned from various people. And he said, Rabbi Yochanan, Kibbutz Char, that means that one should have in mind every deed that one does, how one can increase one's Char in the of the underworld. So it says, what means to increase the mitzvah? He learned it from Almuna. There was an Almuna. The other, the Avua, they finished the Shmirisa. She had in her area where she lived, she had various shuls. Yes, Kol Yoyna, have Asya in Matzah, she used to come and daven by Madrushai, the Rabbi Yochanan. In the Gemara, there's a difference between Baisa Knesis and a Baisa Medesh. Baisa Knesis is something which is only miyichet for davening, whereas Abai Samedish was a place for learning, but the Gemara says it's a big mala to daven in a place where one learns, and it could be even a bigger mala than Abai Sakinesis. That's why one sees there are yeshiva minyunim, koilum minyunim. Umala, so the Yechins asked Biti, loy Abai Sakinesis v'shvivisach, you've got no shul, haven't you got shul in your area, why did you come to me? Omelai, so she told him, Rebbe, Lois Chaps, yes, I've got Chaps for every pace that I make with my feet, is everything that one does. The Unzestreng, and for Mitzvah, often the Chamoyrdike Chshivet. The Master, the Mungan Avruam, in Simon Tzadik, the Kutn Chukbais, Paskins like the Yechanan. That if someone has got two shuls, it's a mitzvah to go to the further shul, the schar pesiyas yesh. So it might be interesting if after this year I get an increase in mispalalim from Hampton, Edgware, Bournemouth or Elm Street, but I wouldn't publicize this pesach because then the locals that live in Golden Street might go back. So, Baisha Samala, I say personally, I'm thinking that as a joke. I'll schar pesiyas to do. So the halucha we see is like the Yochanan, that it's not a nala to have a shul near oneself. Yet we know in the Heilige Torah, the Shoyim explain it, Ayli v'ayli divel kim chayim. When it comes to halucha lemasa, it has to be like one. You can't have the halucha like both sides. Either it's mitzvah or it's usa. Either it's a nala or it's a chsurim. That's when it comes to halucha lemasa. Aber in Haschkuffe, in Teures Chaim, in Eile Weile, in Eile Weile, in Chaim. Rav's Mala, that one should be near a Shiel, besides, is not for convenience, but since a Shiel is a Mukhem, he is a Shru, a Shechina, even more than Stama Tvila Betzibber, that must know that even if we're davening in the garden, we still have to be misfollowed, that we should be able to go back in our Shiel on a normal basis, because the Mala of a Tvila Betzibber in our Shiel is lain eilach than a tefillah, the tefillah without the shield. So why? And a shield is a zinder, is looking at shul as a shechina. So the closer one is to a shield, the closer one is to a shul as a shechina. That's how the swarm explained the shit of the Rav. So though the halucha is like the Yochanan, as we said before from the Mugn of Ruam, tell him or Fitman Zach that there should be a few months that Klal Yisrael all over the world should have a Beis HaKnesses, Sumach Levaison, some in their own garden, some across the road from the garden, but I'm saying it's a Beis HaKnesses, Sumach Levaison, and this Beit Arana, Yisufis Kedisha, in the house, and the Chalas, the Kaddish, and the Tahar, the Avi, the air, which is so polluted by so much timon and so much rubbish, the thing was to do Tfilah B'Tzibah in the open air, there's a positive way of looking of something which the Rebbeinu Shlomo Kefir, although it's very hard for us. So we'll start off with a few Se'ifim in Shulchan Aruch, and the reason why I'm going through, because they're all relevant, whether we'll finish everything in this week's shiur, maybe we'll continue, but some to start off. The Mechaber in Siman Nien Hai, Sif Yid Gemel, writes as follows. Tzura Sheyihi Kalhu Atzura B'mukam Eichot. All the 10 people have to be in one place. The Shliach Tzibah Imuhem. The Shliach Tzibah has to be with them. That means if there's 10 people in one place and the Shliach Tzibah in another place, although you have the 10 people there, it's not okay, and the Shliach Tzibah cannot say Kaddish, Gochi, and Kaddisha. And that's very relevant, and hopefully we'll get it at the end of the Shir, that there is such a concept with there's 10 people in one place, then others who are even not considered part of the minyan, that means they can't join to be part of the 10, but if there is already a minyan in one place, or we'll soon see whether you can have two enclosures, should have a halucha like one place, then the 11th person, even if he's not considered to be part, can answer Kaddish, Bochi, and Kaddisha. But if he wants to say Kaddish, that's no good, because the person who is saying Kaddish is considered, as far as Kaddish is concerned, like the Shliach Tzibah. And I've shown it to people sometimes that one knows that Shleichel and Shechonur of the Shliach Tzibah, the Miechad, when it comes to davening, should have a talus over his head or whatever. And some people in private are not so mastered, and that's something else. But if they're saying Kaddish, Kaddish is considered like Shliach Tzibah. And the Mechaber goes to say even further, the Oymer, the Toycha Pesach, in the olden times, there were very thick walls. Walls were made out of 50, 60 centimeter stones, and you can see like the stones by the Koysel Maruvi. So the actual doorway was a very wide place where one person or many people could stand in. Zut the Mechaber, that if this person is standing, Minhu agaf ilachit, he's got halucha as if he's not in that room, it's ilachit. What an agaf ilachit means is complicated, but it means that from where the door stops when it's closed, even if now the door is open, what's from past the door and out, even if it's part of the doorway, is considered ilachit. Even now the door is open, and this person is a tenth person. Why he's standing in the doorway, I don't know. But if he's standing in the doorway from the door where the place of the door is, and further is kelechit, that's how much we see that one has to be in one enclosure. In Sif Tes Zion, the Mechaber brings a Gemura which is brought down in Eidemen. Chutzah ketana shenefretze b'meliya legedoyda. A small chutzah, a narrow chutzah, which is had a wall, the wall fell down, and it's now open completely to a chutzah gedoyla. So the chutzah getana is open to the gedoyla, but the gedoyla is not completely open to the getana, because the gedoyla has on either side, he's a wider chutzah, so he has a wall, which although it doesn't close, if the pirta is less than 10 amos, then the Gefifim, it's called, the walls on either side of the Chutzah Gedoyla, are close him up. So we've got an interesting scenario where the Chutzah Ketana is part of the Gedoyla, but the Chutzah Gedoyla is not part of the Ketana. So the Mechaber says as though, in Tishah Gedoyla, if you have 9 people in the large Chutzah, Eichod Biktana and one in the small chutzah, we say a miyut gets butel to the rod, and since the chutzah ketana is open completely to the gedoyla, it's as if that one person is in the gedoyla, so the gedoyla has now 10. Mitzvahin, why? Shahaktana negreilet acha gedoyla, the small chutzah is part of the big one, but Ihi, this 10th person, in he the toicha gedoyla, given Shahurah Big Doyla, the majority of the minion, that means it doesn't have to be just 1 and 9, even if it's 4 and 6. Aval in Hoyu Tisha Bektana, If there were nine people in the small chutzah, the Eichad B'Gdoida, I am Tzpatim, because you will never push a majority, although the Tana physically is as if it's an opening to the Gdoida, but we will never push a majority to the minority. That's as far when you've got 9 and 1. Says the Mechaber, that's similar to what I said before, so in the Gdoila you can have 10 and more. And the Shliach Tzibur is Biktana. Moitiyon Yedai Chavuson, he can say Kaddish, Kaddisha, Bochi. In the olden times he was Moiti, those who didn't know how to daven, Mitoyach Shmanesa, Shehi means he, Nigra Rachayim. If the Shliach Tzibur wasn't a large chutzah, the Tzibur and the 10 people are more of a tzibur, so though he's a Shliach Tzibur, he's still only considered a single person. So even if you have already a minion in the tzibur, you will, since you can't push
Kol Halashon,
the majority to the minority, and the minority, the Shliach Tzibur, is the Megadoyla, which is fenced off halachically from the Ktana, although the Ktana is open 7, 8, 9 amas above, since on either side of that opening, the Chutz Megadoyla has got fences, so that's as if it's closed, so the Shliach Tzibur cannot stand in the Gedoyla, and the 10 people in the Ktana have to find a Shliach Tzibur of their own. The Mechaber continues in Sifi Press. In Tzas Hu Asur Bebeit HaKnesset, a chaylik of the 10 people are in Shul. Iktusom Ba'azura, which we would call a lobby, is Ochet Ainom Etztafin. Why? Because they're not in one enclosure. Then the Mechaber says an interesting thing in Sifi Press. Shliach Tzibur Betayver, it's something similar to what we would call a bima, where we line, but there was something sobri that was in front of the shul, where the Shliach Tzibur stood on the raised platform. Although in some places one is makhbet fakir, that mimamachim kurusichu Hashem, some of the shuls, if I'm not mistaken, maybe Munk's shul goes from the back, from Maariv to Mizrach, slopes slightly forward, maybe other shuls as well. I know in Bells, there's an Indian, they've got there a few minik Ashkenaz, because the Bach was Ruv in Bells, so the Bells of Eddus historically accepted a few Ashkenazim, more than a few Ashkenazim in Nugim, so there by the Baltinah, there's actually goes down a centimeter, whatever, after marking the Sikh Hashem, but in the olden times, for Ketling, it was large Muslim Medushim, so the Shliach Tzibur was on a raised platform. Says the Mechaber, Shliach Tzibur B'Taiva, the Tisha B'Vais HaKnesis, there's only 9 people in the Shul, Mitzvahim. Atati, that this platform is Gvoya Asura, it's high 10, Rechuva Dalat, and it's wide 4 and 4, and we know in the Rishita Rabim, if you would have a platform which is high 10 and 4 by 4 Tuchim, it's a Rishis B'Fnatmoy. Not only is it high 10 and wide 4 and 4, but the Yeshua Mechitzis Gvoya Asura, like our Bemis nowadays, have Mechitzis, which are high 10 Tuchim, is a Choyra, this Taiver, is a Rishis B'Fnatmoy. And the Choyra, as we said before, not only over Satish of the Bais HaKnesis, even if there would be many more in the Bais HaKnesis, the Shliach Tzibur has to be in one enclosure with a Tzibur that is Moiti. Abba Bikan, the Mechaber says that it's Tarsin. Why? Because this enclosure is not trying to partition this Rishis from the other Rishis. You've got two gardens. This one belongs to Levin, this one belongs to Shimon. There is, it's partition. The fence fell down, and halachically the Chutz HaKtana is open to the Gedoyla, but Be'etzem, the Chutz HaGedoyla has still got the partition to the Chutz HaKtana, and that's the way it should be. Whereas this bima is not meant to be raised and have the Chitzes as to partition it off from the Tzmedesh. So therefore, these partitions are not meant to partition. Yes, initially they push it, because the reason the Mushal on a bima, the same question would apply to a bima. The Baal Koyra is a Zeli Ashliach Tzibur, and if you have a bima, which is enclosed with either high 10, the wide 4 and 4, which nowadays maybe not so, but the bima is zecha enclosed with mechitzas kevaya sura, there should be a problem of the shliach tibur who hasn't got the minion on the bima, how he can line for the oilen. The same answer is, the tilazov is ma'ila, that although it's slightly contradictory, because the reason when a sefer Torah is going around in the mismedish, everyone has to stand before sefer Torah. When it's on the bima, shaitanian to stand the during kriyas Torah, but halachically, especially not when gavan legavan, one can zecher sit down, and even the kriyas Torah, it's not that clear, the Sahinian, not that clear out Sefer Torah. Why? Because it's taken a shift with Nasbo. So the Tiazul Mitchell circumstance that even though it's considered a shift with Nasbo, the Gabba Kvot Sefer Torah, the Gabba Tziruf, it is considered as one. The Machama brings a Yesh Mishakusaf, that who are Machma, and say that when is it mitter to be mitzalef the Baal Tfilah, or we said the Baal Koyder, when he's standing on the bima? Hamamilech she'ain hamachitzes magiyos letikras hagag, that the walls mustn't reach the ceiling, because there is a concept in the Sechus Ayrevin that although a wall, if it's high 10 tfuchim, makes a proper shisa yuchad, if you would have in the shisa rabin an enclosure which is high 10 tfuchim, the walls, it's a proper shisa yuchad. Yet, if you have in a large enclosure with a roof, you would have a small enclosure inside, is mevoyen de gemura legaba eriva chatzaydus. Yes, so eriva chatzaydus, even if you have two neighbors, a shisa yuchad to a shisa yuchad, and again, nowadays with the garden minyunim, and you have an opening from one garden to the other garden, yeah, you still mustn't carry unless you have a riva chatzaylus. Why? Because it's two resistant. So the Gemara says that even if you have, like in a hotel or whatever, you would have maybe especially now in places where they have the bubbles, they have walls put up, you would have a large dining room, and you would have partitions put up between certain groups, as long as the partition doesn't reach the ceiling, it's not considered as if it's ugetiles, so it's all like one big happy family and they don't have to make alivach tzaydus. So some of the Rishonim apply that concept here as well, that since the mechitzas on the bima do not, mostly don't go till the ceiling, that's another reason why it wouldn't be considered a separate shis. I'm just trying to bring examples of how we see that one must be in one enclosure. The Chila Sarajda, Chayrik Aleph, Simon Tzadik Bo, is asked about the bima, and after saying that the first reason that the Mechaber does quote from him, that it's all considered bima is a part of the Besmedesh, although we said Legaba standing, there is a killer since on the bima, so it's a bit contradictory. He says, another hatter, as Shaloyma, one can say, and this is what all our garden in Yunan rely on, that as Shaloyma, one can say, Shakol Shaloyin Aini as Aini, that since in cases where they can see each other, like the case of the Bina, where the Baal Tfilah, the Baal Koyder sees the nine people who are in Shul, and the nine people can see him, yeah, especially if there's only a wall of 10 tfuchim, is ke'ilehen b'bayis eichad numa in its partner, as if they would be in one enclosure. Where do we see a concept that the ear, eye contact, makes as if you're physically in one enclosure? The zimyad is zimun and shabirch samuzon. Like when it comes to zimun of birch samuzon, the tsunami we learned in Bruchas Dafni numad Aleph. Shtai chabiris, there were two chabiris. Shahoyi bebayis echot, they were in one house, and the Rav says further that in sometimes in the Gemara bayis means a room, and sometimes bayis means a house. And he would suggest that here we're talking about two groups who are in one house, but they're not in one room. So lechoyra, they can't be mitzvah. So nagaya aside, if they want to make one zimun for both chaviras, or want to say 10 people say lekaini, or the paskin bring down when you've got 2 and 1, or 5 and 5, and you want to make a 3er or 10er, is bizman shemik tzuson loin aylias aydi. You don't even have to have that all of them should see all of them. If mitzuson some see some loin aylias aydi halay aylim mitzvahin zimun. And the Masiyosin says, the Ravna says that it doesn't have to be one room, even if it's 2 rooms in one house. The Bet Yosef, interestingly enough, brings the first part of the Rajba, who says that the Bima is part of the Bet Medrash, like we said before, but does not bring this Heter of Royin. And it could be because the Rajba only says it, the Deirach Efsher, he does not bring the Heter of Royin. So now I put down the very negative side to the issue. That's not where I'm supposed to be finishing. If we would apply it strictly to what I've said till now, and there are quite many poskim who say that eye contact does not help, then according to the law of the land, as it states now, it would be almost impossible to have a tefillah b'tzibah, since one can't have legally legally 10 people in one enclosure, especially if they've been invited. But there's another side to the coin, like in everything in halucha, it's fair to say on every shala that one asks that it's a machloikas, almost every shala, you just have to see what's the other side of the coin. There's another thief, Yid Dalet, the Mechaber says, someone who's standing behind a shul. Ibenayim chaloin. There is a window between the shul and where he's standing. Imara lohem tunot. He shows him, that means the people on the shul, tunot misham, he shows them his face. Nitztarach imuhem lasura. He can be part of the tent. And the Rambam continues that only applies to windows. Gagin, roofs, valios means lofts. Einam bechal bayis, voimed alayim, einam etzpatim. So if you have 5, 6, even 9 people in a shul, and a 10th person is standing on the roof, or you have 9 people on the ground floor, and the one person standing on the first floor, that's not mitzvahs. Only chaloinus is mitzvah. The Beis Yosef brings a sigya in Psuchim, where the Gemur in Psuchim says, it's Negaya Sa in the Beis HaMikdosh, it's Negaya in Yerushalayim, like Abba Ava Luchas, the Chaloinois Kelefnim. That means if there is a Yerushalayim was surrounded by a wall, now in Yerushalayim one can eat Kol Pesach and Kudushim Kalim, outside the wall, obviously one can't. What happens if someone is standing in the cavity of the wall? Like we said, the walls are very wide. I've never checked the walls now, as Mr. Yerushalayim, or the Hadrian Wall, or whatever, whether one can stand in the cavity of the wall, but that's how it used to be. So what happens if one stands in the cavity of that wall? Is that considered in Yerushalayim or outside Yerushalayim? So the Gemara says that the cavity of the wall is considered as if it's in Yerushalayim. But Gagin Valios Loinus Kachi, roofs and first floors were not Mishkavish, so one cannot eat Kom Pesach and other Kuchim Kalim on a first floor. That would be interesting when Mashiach to come now, which you hope every day, Achakalim Chalim Shiyuvoi, and after we would be Mitar, we would start eating Kudushim. One would only be allowed to eat on the ground floor. The owners have got penthouses, would lechoyre not be able to eat Master Shaini and Kudshim Kalim in their penthouses. They would have to come downstairs to the ground floor. There are those who say that it's not that the Gemara says that roofs and first floors, hot menish mekavish, the main of it's Kenzam, and Mashiach will come Happens a Yom Kaddish Leil, and that's something which we'll have to wait and see for when Mashiach comes. So the Bais Yosef says, brings Rabbi Yerichem, that the same applies to Bais Medrash, that roofs and turf floors of a Bais Medrash are not the Chlal, but windows are Knesmit. Says the Bais Yosef, if we're now saying that the cavity of the wall is considered as if it's part of the Bais Medrash, although it's not enough if he stands outside and smiles to the Oilen inside the shul, he has to actually physically be in the cavity. The Haina Kisharoishoi Veriboi Bachaloi. Like you know, the Gabasika, one doesn't have to be 100% in, but his head and the majority of his body has to be in the window, and that's why it would be considered as if he is in shul. So again, if we would state on what we state now, and that's where we'll stay today, and if I'm asked to give a second shiur, we might give, I don't want to say what I've said till now is negative, but it's the con against what we're doing now. But obviously there is a second side, welcome clearly saw fifth side, but because I'm restrained by time, we'll continue Merchem another time. And Iked, I'm so helpful, we should soon be Zoicha. I heard yesterday that Prime Minister said that for sure he would consider from next week Monday making private prayers in the shul. It's not what 100% what we want, but it's a start in the right direction. I'm so helpful, we should soon all be Zoicha to be together in the Buta Gnesias, in Buta Medrushas, the Talmid HaTorah, the Tanoik Shabbos Rabbam, which is something the Olam is Nitzkayim, on the Hev HaPiyam Shal Tanoik Shabbos Rabbam, should be restored to normally the Yeshivas and the Kolonim, and all the Kriya Sittim LaTorah, which people have in Buta Gnesias, in Buta Medrushas, or even in person, however good the telephone and the Zooms are, it still is not the same. Kol Tiv, and thank you for listening.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.